to astrology and earth changes and into the deep recesses of the soul matrix. She holds a wealth of knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests on Adventures of a Feral Hippie as she touches the earthly radio waves 5 days a week at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday on Studio B at Revolution Radio.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
I had this crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored.
There will be survivors after the collapse of this one, but this society that you know, it is just about over. You are out of time. Time's up. There will be a next society. There will be survivors after the collapse of this one, but this society that you know, it is just about over. You are out of time. Time's up.
Good day, folks. This is Maggie Rose, and you're listening to us live here on the 17th of August, 2020, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I am your host, Maggie Rose, and this is the Concord Show. For those of you that are tuning in to the Revolution Radio for the first time, this is what we would consider your free zone. It's a place that's safe for you to come to be able to listen to the topics, subjects that the other media, the controlled, manipulated media do not want you to hear. Now, I want to put out a disclaimer that not everything that I put out in the Concord Show or that we put out in Revolution Radio is necessarily the 100% opinions or feelings or convictions of everybody here on Revolution Radio or here on the Concord Show staff. I have a few members that are on my volunteer staff on the Concord Show. They come up from time to time and they give me information that they think I need to put out for those of you. The people on my volunteer staff here on the Concord Show number about five individuals. They give me regularly information that is very well vetted. I will tell you that two of those members are from the 3%. One of those members is from the former Oath Keepers, and at least three of those five members are former military. I am still in contact with many of my soldiers that are around the world. Some of them have been sent overseas on multiple tours, and I'm going to just tell it right out. They're absolutely fed up. They've had enough. I remember years ago when I was standing in the classroom and I was teaching them military subjects. I was teaching them medical as well as survival. I remember the classes I also took when I was in an officer candidate school program. And part of that was in communications. When we were an officer candidate school, we took communications, part one and part two. We took weapons, part one and part two. This was all part of the Army OCS training. And where I went with that, I never had any idea that knowledge, how it could help me now in the future. Because what I see coming, folks, is something that we don't want to happen. I mean, we might have a few people out there that are bored with their lives and they want to play G.I. Joe and play with their tools and go chitty, chitty, bang, bang. But you know what, folks? That's not the way most of us want to live our lives. We want our lives to be freedom, to be able to have self-determination of where we go with our lives and how we raise our children. And what the globalist agenda have planned for us is anything but. They themselves believe that we're already overpopulated, not just in places like India and the Philippines and Africa, but they also believe we're overpopulated here in the Western countries like Canada and the United States of America as well. And many of these so-called globalist or elitist, most of them are Caucasian. I don't want to hear this stuff anymore that, well, they're all Jewish bankers and Jewish. No, they're not. Okay. They're from all kinds of ethnic backgrounds like you and I. I'm a Heinz 57. Boy, am I ever a Heinz 57. But at the same time, they think that they are better than we are. And so if you would just follow the dots of what is going on in our society right now. Now, years ago, and I truly believe that this was something that Providence put me in this path, this journey. I never would have imagined when I was in high school that I was going to go in the military. I never would have imagined that I would have spent 35 years, let alone even the first 4 years that I spent in. But I realize now when I look back that everything that has happened to me, even when I had plans for other careers and other things that I wanted to do with my life, that everything that has happened to me was to lead me to the point where I am right now, sitting here in your living room or your kitchen or your office or your bedroom. Or for those of you that are at the factory right now that have written to me that you're listening to Revolution Radio, to many of our wonderful broadcast hosts, with those little things in your ear that, you know, those in your phone in your pocket, because you're allowed to be able to listen to stuff while you're working in the assembly factories. I never would have imagined that I could have been doing radio and reaching out, not to just 50, 100, a couple hundred people, but thousands of people. It takes a lot of effort, a lot of time. We have to, you know, to sit down and plan for a show, decide what we're going to present. Some people get up and they do the show just great, flying by the seat of their pants every single time. I've seen some other people on alternative media. They just want to be heard. They want to hear themselves talk. They want to hear themselves out there putting stuff out. But, you know, and then I've heard others just babble on. But here on Revolution Radio, we're not that way. We really believe in substance. We really believe in trying to put out information to the people, and then you decide what resonates with you. You decide what feels right. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said to me, you know, Maggie, you need to write a book. I said, because they knew 99% of a lot of what's happened to me in the last few years. And I said, I need to write maybe two or three books. But all these books I would write in one way or another would actually connect with each other. God, the creator, the one source, whatever we want to call it, has a plan for every one of us. And believe me, there's been times that I was led down a certain path. And JC will tell you, I've gone there kicking and screaming. I have not wanted to go there. And when I just, as some people have said to me, Maggie, let go and let God. When I did that, all of a sudden things happened. Not necessarily the way I would have predicted, not necessarily the way I would have wanted, but they happened for a reason. People were put into my life that I was only supposed to be in their life, and they were only supposed to be in my life for a short period of time because of the lessons we had to learn from each other. Ladies and gentlemen, Earth is a schoolhouse. This is the schoolhouse. And you can decide to make it as much of a heaven or as a hell as you choose, because we do have, you know, news alert, we do have free will to a certain point. We see what's happening out there right now in the world. We see craziness going on out there, and it's how we react to it that makes all the difference. Wednesday night, I'm going to be bringing up a poem that my dad used to make copies and copies of. And, you know, he would send this out to everyone. And people sometimes got it, you know, 5, 10, 15 times. He would get junk mail. And he wouldn't order anything from these catalogs. But he would write down their address on an envelope that he had created an envelope. He would actually take old envelopes and recycle them. And those envelopes you see that have like the window in the front where they can, you know, your address is on the piece of paper and they slip it in there and your address is showing through the envelope. He would literally cut pictures out of magazines of every kind you can imagine and slip a picture into that window. It could be a picture of a woman with her beautiful eye looking back on you. It could be a picture of a woman's big red ruby lips. I mean, it was always something, you know, literally. And he would then take this poem called Attitude, and he would fold it up and he would send it back to the company or the corporation or whoever was trying to send him junk mail to sell him something. If he paid a PG&E bill, if he paid a water bill, he would send back a copy of this Attitude. So all around the country, there are people out there. You talk to some of your family and friends. Maybe they received one of these poems in the mail when they were at work and said, you know, we opened it up thinking it was someone paying their bill or someone was going to order a box of candy or was going to order a special pair of shoes or something. We found this poem, Attitude. That came from Larry. Larry is the one that did that. When we lost him on the 7th of June because of COVID, it wasn't because of the COVID directly that we lost him. Now people say, well, Maggie, how old was he? 91. Oh, he lived a good life. Well, you know what? He wanted to go to 100, and he could have gone to 100 if the COVID had not closed everything down to the point where he no longer was allowed to see family or friends. He had a little bit of dementia, but he had his wits about him. He had a sense of humor. You know, he was eating, feeding himself. He was watching TV. He was writing letters. He was still living a life. But after January, February, he no longer was allowed to see family. We only got to talk to him on a rarely basis on the phone because many times we tried to call him, he was asleep. They weren't allowing people to come in to visit him anymore. They used to have volunteers go to the VA hospital to visit the clients, the patients there. That all had to stop. So not only do you cut down no family, no outside visitors that are the volunteers that have been brought on as non-paid volunteers to help at the VA, you also aren't allowed to have the recreation coordinator come in and do projects with the residents where they're living. They're no longer allowed to have these volunteers that came in to play the guitar and have, you know, 5 or 6 musical instruments and play for these people, these veterans that have served their country that are now living in these units. They have 2 units and in some places, 1 in the VA where they have what they call their dementia units, where people are beginning to have problems remembering to take their medications and do what they call ADLs. That means, active daily living skills where they bathe themselves or brush their teeth or whatever. They need some help in doing that. What happens is when you take away that stimulation of no family, no friends, no outside activities, no activities being allowed inside where they can keep themselves stimulated, their dementia starts to go into a free fall, where it might have taken them 2 or 3 years to get to the point where they don't know you or know anybody else. It all happens like almost overnight. And this is what happened to Daddy. He just got to the point where he wasn't able to see anyone. We finally, at the last month of his life, they finally decided, well, maybe we better stop putting up plants around the VA campus and make it look like we're beautifying our campus. And maybe we better try to pull Skype up so family members can come into the VA, into a separate room in a separate building of the VA, and see their loved one over Skype, and they can at least visit each other. And he kept saying, when am I going to get to see you? Now, seeing you on Skype is fine, but I want to put my arms around you. So I want one of my hugs. And I had to keep saying, Daddy, soon, soon. Never knowing that soon would never happen. So we lost him on June the 7th, indirectly to the COVID. But he had been warning me for years of what was happening in this country, and others have been warning me, and I've been warning people, because if you just connect the dots, you will see what is happening. Let's go back to the 1990s when I started doing radio for the first time. We had people like John Trockman, who the government was going after. He was the godfather of the militia out of Montana. We had my friend Mark Kornke and his wife Nancy, who started the Kitchen Militia out of Battle Creek, Michigan, out of Dexter. We had Clay Douglas, who loved to be on his motorcycle and his bike. We had John Stattmiller, who now has RBI out of Texas. And believe me, there have been some people in our Patriot community, including some show hosts, that left the reservation, or they ended up saying, hey, this is making me money, and they made it all about money and not about getting the message out. I had personal connection and interaction with Alex Jones before anybody even knew him, before he was a household name. He was brought up on Republic Radio International. I had spent years building up my listenership. It took, I was on 5 days a week, 1 hour a day. And they ended up deciding, well, we're going to get more ratings and more money coming in if we bring him on, because he screams and yells and threatens to punch the government officials on the nose. And, we're going to do this. And he was very, very radical and very loudmouth. And he would get people kind of into like a frenzy, an emotional mental frenzy. And for some reason, it was like an addiction to some people, or an aphrodisiac. I mean, they would just get so, so worked up. It was like drinking 100 cups of coffee in a 2 hour sitting. And I'm not that way. I tell you the straight truth that I see it once it's been vetted, or I pass on information that's been given to me and I ask you to go see for yourself. Some of you I've asked, I said, I can't seem to get to the bottom of this here to be able to fully vet it and confirm it's true. Would you please go do some of the research for me? Because I only have so many hours in a day. And they do. And then I will find out whether it's legitimate or not. But I'm not one of these that, ratings is important for the studios, but it's not the most important thing. It's important, though, for us as radio broadcast hosts or producers to be able to kind of know from time to time how many people are out there listening. Because then we know if these are topics that are not interesting to them, we need to find topics that do resonate with them, that they can relate to. And so it is important for us to be told by our either paid or non-paid or volunteer management how we're doing, if we could do better. There's always room for improvement. But time is running out. And in today's show, I'm going to be actually playing some recordings from some different sources and letting you know what is happening, what is going on out there, and what we need to do. One of the things I'll be playing is an updated report from Jeanette Finnegan, because I think it's very important that people understand that just because it's been, 2, 3, 4 years, doesn't mean it's gone away. And it's not always good news. Sometimes it's bad news. But we need to continue to pray. If there's any validity, if there's any belief in prayer out there, it's important. As they said, you know, if two or more are gathered in my name, there also will I be. So I wanted to first by start off by saying, you know, Gary Hunt was on here a couple times already. In fact, he was on here one day with Chris Brumbles, and the two of them got into kind of a heated thing with each other. And I can understand where they're both coming from. But it's really important that when we have a roundtable or we have a discussion or debate, we fully listen to what the other person is saying. And sometimes in these roundtables, we get so heated, we get so emotionally. And the thing is, we kind of need to step back and get the emotion out of it a bit. And then present the facts as we know them to be. And one of the things that Gary Hunt has been doing for many years is he not only has been writing in journalistic articles that he spends hours. I mean, I've sat with him while he's been doing his researching and showing me where he's getting his materials. This man doesn't just write just to be heard or be read, and he doesn't talk just to be heard. Now, he has his opinions, and I don't always agree with everything he says. But I have to say that 97 to 98% of what comes out of that man's mouth is spot on. And that's enough for me to sit up and listen and learn. He has taught me so much. I count him as one of my friends. And when he was arrested by Ms. Brown, the Judge Brown up in Portland. I wanted to say Sylvia Brown, that was a different Brown. When she was upset because of what he was writing, he was exposing the truth. And so she reached out from Portland and she managed to have federal officers, the FBI, U.S. Marshals, come and get him. He was in California and take him off to jail to shut him up and then order him, you will take this, this, and this down. Well, he did, but he didn't get to take it down before the Canadian Free Press, Redoubt News, and so many others, and were able to grab his articles and upload them and put them out for the whole world to see. Many of his articles are now in the cloud. They're everywhere. His writings will never go away. Never go away. And they are purely educational, because if you really take the time to sit down and understand what he's saying, he sees the writing on the wall if we don't wake up. The Outpost of Freedom, which is one of his sites, and he also has a blog site as well. This one here has one article which he entitled Unlike Any Other Government, explaining where we came from and what happened along the way and what we, notice I say we, need to do to get back to where we belong. It was written by Gary Hunt on the 4th of July, Independence Day, in the year of our Lord, 2009, and in the year of our independence, which was the 233rd. And I quote, "The Boston Committee of Correspondents met at Faneuil Hall on the evening of June 27, 1774. Samuel Adams was elected the moderator, but stood down from his position after Tory announced that Boston should censure the committee. The British began raising their complement in Boston, and the committee just a few weeks earlier had approved sending a delegation to what would become known as the First Continental Congress. Quote, a Grecian philosopher, unquote, Adams said, quote, who was lying asleep upon the grass, was aroused by the bite of some animal upon the palm of his hand. He closed his hand suddenly as he woke and found that he had caught a field mouse. As he was examining the little animal who dared to attack him, it unexpectedly bit him a second time and made its escape. Now, fellow citizens, he continued, what think you was the reflection he made upon this trifling circumstance? It was this, that there is no animal, however weak and contemptible, which cannot defend its own liberty if it will only fight for it. Preface. If you accept that we are currently governed by a government established under and by the authority of the Constitution, you may wish to stop reading now. The intention of what follows is to bring to light only some of the many misdeeds of government It also is intended to help the reader to understand what thought process the Founding Fathers used when they created a government unlike any other government ever before seen on Earth. The Constitution was written as a set of guidelines for the operation of the government. As Thomas Jefferson said, quote, "Let the Constitution be the chains that bind the government," unquote. We will explore where government has gone astray by violating that very document which created it, and in violation of the sacred oath they took on assuming their office of public trust. We will also enter the realm of administrative agencies, perhaps even more destructive of our liberty and freedom than violations of the Constitution. When I was young, I recall that many political cartoons in Life, Look, and the Saturday Evening Post magazines, there were some that ridiculed the Soviet Union regarding its bureaucracy and hero worship. A cartoon might show a long line of people standing before an administrative building. A passerby asked the woman at the end of the line, quote, "What are you standing in line for?" unquote. To which the lady responds, quote, "I don't know. But with this many people in line, it must be something I need." We now find ourselves standing in line, we know not what for, more often than ever before, waiting for something to happen that will improve our condition. The Soviets were very prompt to create heroes out of the multitude of government personnel. In honoring a hero for his work, the citation might read, quote, "For rescuing a dead cat from a fallen tree," unquote. The idea, quite simply, was to establish to the people the fact that all government employees are somehow superior because they just do their jobs, those jobs which they applied for and were given, knowing that the everyday duties of those jobs included risk that are now rewarded by both government and press with accolades of hero. If a non-government person is the recipient of such award, it is most often a child. Firefighters who 50 years ago entered burning buildings and homes and brought family members and dogs out alive received only a paycheck on Friday. Today we have entered the realm of hero worship. This happened during the period of McCarthy hearings of the 1950s. Every effort was made to expose those who wanted to destroy the fabric of the self-governed nation and replace it with communistic share the wealth, equality for all, to each based upon his needs, from each based upon his abilities. Perhaps it was a form of eugenics to try to expel those who had teared down what the Founding Fathers sacrificed so much to build. If so, it is one that I can agree with. People who come to this country with the intention of ignoring or even eliminating its culture, heritage, and way of government do not belong here. They are at best misguided in thinking that what was earned so dearly will be abandoned so lightly. This is America. This nation used to be a beacon to the world. The government, by submitting to whatever evils which have swayed them from what was intended, have betrayed the people of this great nation. The Founding Fathers and their foresight have left us instructions on how to right that wrong. It is our obligation, it is our duty to return to and preserve the United States of America. Gary Hunt, July 4th, in the year of our Lord, 2009, and in the year of our independence, the 233rd. Now, folks, on Wednesday night in Studio B, I will be covering some of his table of contents, unlike any other government. Number two, which is our Trumanian beginnings, unlike any other government. Number three, the first governments of the United States. And unlike any other government. Number four, sacrifices betrayed, violations of the Constitution. Unlike any other government. Number five, police state, unlike any other government. Number six, agency state, unlike any other government. Number seven, the nature of government, unlike any other government. Number eight, what can we do to restore the Constitution, unlike any other government. Number nine, the process. I will not be able to cover all this on Wednesday night, but hopefully we'll do a little bit in every show. And I really strongly encourage you, though, you need, in order to understand this, actually go in there and read it for yourself. That's what's important. What you do is you go to www.outpostoffreedom.com. So that's www.outpost-freedom, F-R-E-E-D-O-M.com, and then /unlike, UNLIKE01.htm. And it's right there under the Unlike Any Other Government title. The Outpost of Freedom presents Unlike Any Other Government, explaining where we came from, what happened along the way, and what we need to do to get back to where we belong. So important. Folks, you'd be crazy not to read this man's writings. It's very easy read. It's very self-explanatory. He's able to back it up with facts, because if he can't back it up with facts that he gets from 2, 3 or more sources, he doesn't put it up in his writing. And he's very proud of that. Our credibility as journalists is very important. Whether you do, you know, writings, write for newspapers or magazines or articles, whether you're a journalist in the radio or the TV world, it's really important that we make sure our facts are out there. And that is what's so wrong with MSNBC and CNN. I have seen family members sit there for hours watching those two. And days or weeks later, we will get into it on an email or on the phone. And that individual in my family is literally quoting word for word everything that I saw them watching on MSNBC, CNN. It's like they're a bunch of mindless robots, parroting what other people are saying and taking it as gospel truth because they don't want to think for themselves. They don't want to reason or figure things out. Unacceptable. We have people right now who are part of the 3%, they're former Oath Keepers. We have various militias. Militia is not a dirty word, ladies and gentlemen. But the Bilderbergs and the One World Order would have you think that the militias are a bunch of crazy kooks running around just looking to be trigger happy. And they're not. They're people that really love this country and they want the country to get back on track. You have groups like the Oregon Women for Trump, Boots on the Ground for Trump. You have groups called Step Down Kate Brown, No More Kate Brown, Oregonians for Oregon. You have the California Militia. You have the California Lightfoots. You have the Oath Keepers. You have in Idaho, the U.S. Military Northern Command, America's Militia. You have Health Freedom Idaho. These are all people that love their country. You have Justice for All. And you have the Bundy Fan Club because they know what the Bundys went through and others. It wasn't just the Bundys. There were many people with them that you don't even hear their names anymore, like E.J. Parker, like B.J. Super, who gave so much of his money to help support some of the rallies and rent certain venues. He used to be with the Constitutional Guard. Under the U.S. Military Northern Command, which is America's militia, we've been trying to let people know what is going on up there. And Casey Whalen put in the website on Facebook, time to set up another open carry rally to send a message to Georgetown Law and the city of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, that the people are in charge. There's a YouTube video called Georgetown Law Attempting to File Lawsuits Against Northern Idaho Militias, a public record request. Why are all these meetings going on with the Congress? Because they plan to help the Bilderbergs, the New World Order, the globalists, take us down. And that's going to be explained here with Mike Adams when I play his recording here in just a little while. It'll be into the second part of the show. As Ron Crummett said, and he shared in a post with the Idaho militia, the day is coming for good men to do bad things. Well, folks, as one guy said, and I totally get where he's coming from, you know, we see that the BLM and we see that the Antifa are trying to now go from the big cities, and now they want to spread out into the suburbs. And they're trying to force people out of their homes. They say they're going to take over people's homes in the suburbs. They're going to take over the rural areas. Well, we can take care of them. It's when the United Nations and the One World Order brings their overseas armies in. And you think they wouldn't go door to door? Anything's possible, folks. We have to make sure there's more of us than there are of them. Jim Howard wrote, I truly thought my combat days were behind me after retirement. But you know, no matter who wins in November, a certain Black Lives Matter and socialistic people will not be happy. As I load 40 more 30-round mags, I wonder how long before shots are fired. It's a shame this great country has come to this point. These people do not understand what a true patriot will do to protect his family and beliefs. But they're about to find out, I'm afraid. Charles Freeman wrote that the Black Lives Matter people haven't been armed at most of their protests. There were a couple of Second Amendment rallies where they sponsored, but that was legitimate. Jim says, I'm with you. It's closer every day. After the election, it will begin. I'm for ending this one quickly. Gather what you need now, folks. Black racists don't understand. We are Americans. That's it. Antifa, well, I won't read the rest of what he wrote. It's not polite. But the Antifa, it's a joke. They call themselves Antifa after anti-fascists. They're from the former Acorn Group, which was very greatly inspired and manipulated by people in the communist socialist parties. They are the very fascists, because if you don't subscribe to their ideologies, if you don't subscribe to their belief system, then they are going to go after you like they went after the journalist in Portland and almost killed him the second time. Severe head trauma. As he said, because they didn't like what he was posting and how he was presenting how they really were. So when the Antifa, the Black Lives Matter, say, rural America, we are coming. Well, you know what, Antifa and Black Lives Matter, and even to those of you in the United Nations and around the world that want to try to take away our country and our sovereignty and push us back to the dark ages, we'll be waiting for you. If there are veterans out there, military veterans that are part of Antifa, I get that you're disillusioned. I get that you're upset with what's happening. But you are joining the wrong side, brother and sister. You really are. What happened to your oath? Do you think just because you hung your boots up or your uniform up like my husband and I did, like my father and my father-in-law and my grandfather did, do you think just because you hung up your uniform that that meant that your oath to the Constitution expired? If it did, you should be ashamed and you should have never served. We are waiting for people to wake up. We can't wait any longer. When you have people and who are politicians that have been lifelong politicians getting rich, millionaires and billionaires off of us while they're doing all their backroom deals and their corrupt crap that's been going on in Washington, D.C. People like Biden, who in 1977 said, integrating black students would turn schools into a jungle, a racial jungle. And he went on to say, I don't want my children to grow up in a jungle, a racial jungle. That came from Joseph Biden, who now wants to run for president of the United States. That controversial remark he made a few weeks ago, when he then turned around more than 30 years later, and he told millions of black Americans across the country that they, quote, ain't black, unquote, if they support President Trump over him. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm not black, but many of my good friends are. My maid of honor was Afro-American. A couple of my bridesmaids were. Some of my best soldiers were indigenous. They were black Americans. They were Hispanic. They were Asian, Filipino. We did not concern ourselves with skin color. And those people in the military that came from some of the southern states that did Shame on them. For people to put themselves up as being superior over another sexual gender or over another race or another religion. This is the kind of division that the globalists want. Are we going to feed into that? Are we going to give them what they want? I, for one, doesn't want to do that. I'm not going to feed into their crap. This was Governor Mike Huckabee when he was talking to John Eastman, a constitutional lawyer.
Claremont Institute senior fellow and constitutional scholar. John, this is a public university. People pay taxes, and that's what funds this place. They're basically threatening the staff into signing a political document. I wonder, is that even legal?
Yeah, it's not legal, it's not constitutional, and it's been that way for decades and decades. Supreme Court, long time ago, in a case dealing with Jehovah's Witnesses, saying the Pledge of Allegiance. It's a very famous line in Supreme Court jurisprudence. If there is any fixed star in our constitutional constellation, it is that no official, high or petty, can prescribe what shall be orthodox in politics, nationalism, religion, or other matters of opinion, or force citizens to confess by word or act their faith therein. I mean, this is a standard of First Amendment law. You can't compel people to take a particular position when you're a public university or the government more broadly.
So, John, somebody doesn't sign this. Do they sue the university? And how long does that take to wrap through the courts?
Well, that's going to take a long time, but I'd be concerned if they're fired, if their terms of employment are affected thereby. And look, I mean, we have to understand the propaganda nature of this. The same thing happened some years ago with the Safe Space movement, where faculty that were fully supportive of the homosexual rights agenda would put Safe Space stickers on their doors. The implication, of course, is if you didn't go along with that agenda and put that sticker up, you were an unsafe space. The same thing is being sought here. If you don't sign this anti-racist pledge, which is itself racist. I mean, it's you know, the author of the language of this thing has admitted he wants reverse racism. If you don't sign it, then by definition, you're the opposite of anti-racist, which must be racist. It's pure propaganda. It has no place in an institute, a governmental institution, a public university. But at some point, we got to quit calling them higher education. That's becoming a contradiction in terms.
You know, the president appoints judges, and regardless of who the president is, do you think Americans are finally beginning to understand just how critical it is that we have a president that appoints judges who actually have read and believes in the Constitution?
Well, I think that's right. And we should be really clear here. People are not cheering because this president appointed conservatives or liberals to advance an unconstitutional conservative agenda instead of an unconstitutional liberal agenda. What they're cheering is that this president has appointed people who are faithful to the language of the Constitution as originally understood and know the limits of their authority from the bench.
John, thank you very much for joining us. John Eastman, great to have you here.
Thank you.
Now, coming up, it's Seen and Unseen, the Bamala edition. Raymond Arroyo is going to break down the hype and phony rhetoric surrounding Biden's big announcement today. Stay right there. We'll be back.
You know, folks, when what is really interesting about this announcement the other day, first of all, Mr. Joe Biden does not really believe in the Constitution. He thinks it's a joke. Kamala Harris out of California has violated her own state constitution as well as the U.S. Constitution. She was the one criticizing Joe Biden because of some of his behaviors in the past. And she was criticizing him because some of the remarks he made in the 70s and the 80s against blacks themselves. And now isn't it interesting that he's chosen her as his running mate for VP because they believe that if a black woman is running as a VP, they're going to get a lot more votes from those of minorities across the United States of America. Again, they are manipulating. The Democrat Party is manipulating the Americans and their own Democrat constituents. And many black Americans, ministers and teachers and others and students are becoming very aware now that they have been manipulated and used for decades. And so many of them are switching over to the Republican Party because of it. I have spoken to three different Republican headquarters throughout California and Oregon, which are the two main states that concern me, because I am able, through family members and having property in both, I'm able to be really paying attention to those two states and their politics the most. And I'm being told that every day with these three particular Republican headquarters in California and Oregon, that every day at least two to three people will walk in and say, I'm changing my party affiliation. I want to re-register Republican. I wonder why. They're fed up with it. Now, we're going to listen to Jeanette Finnegan. She's recently, a couple years ago, remarried. Her husband, Robert Lavoie Finnegan, was assassinated by Oregon state troopers under the orders of Kate Brown, the governor. She said, I don't want this virus to be spreading from county to county here in the state of Oregon. The virus meaning the speech of the Constitution, the committees of safety, the land rights that ranchers and farmers and you and I, the everyday Joe Blow, has a right to be secure in our house and our home and our property. She has an update for us, and this just came out on Facebook the other day.
Update from Jeanette Finnegan, the widow of Robert Lavoie Finnegan in the wrongful death.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's been a while since we have made a live update, since we've been on here. I thought I would get with you today to bring you up to date in reference to our case and what's been happening with all of that. The last month or so, I did make a trip up to Idaho and speak up there in Idaho. And also, Mark and I just got back from North Dakota in Bismarck. It was a wonderful trip. We enjoyed meeting all the people there in North Dakota and being able to tell Lavoie's story there. I thank everyone there for their support. Thank you very much. The update in reference to our case is this. On July 24th, I believe, in fact, I didn't even hear about it for a couple days after that, because of COVID and the protests in Oregon and everything going on, we were notified a few days later that our case, the judge had come to a determination in her facts and findings and recommendations to the superior judge, and she recommended that all charges against the federal government and FBI and individuals that were employed in the different governmental positions, BLM, FBI agents, etc., were also dismissed. We aren't happy with that, and we don't accept that, so we are going to move forward. We have put in a request for an additional time to respond because they were only giving us 2 weeks to respond to her findings and recommendations. So we requested additional time, and they agreed to that. And so we have an additional 90 days to appeal, basically, her findings in reference to the federal government. And so we've put together a team that we will be moving forward with that. However, even though she ruled against us with the federal government, she did authorize or recommend that we move forward with the charges against our wrongful death lawsuit against Oregon State and Oregon State Police, and there is even a chance to move forward with Harney County. So we're very, very excited about that, that we still have a case that we will still be preparing to go to trial, even if the appeal to the judge in reference to her findings with the FBI and the federal government fails, we still have a case against Oregon State and Oregon State Police. We are putting together a team of professionals and lawyers to help us with our case, with this appeal process, as well as the trial that we will be looking forward to with against Oregon and Oregon State Police. We will continue to have to raise raise money for the funds to be able to fight this battle in the federal government, in the federal courts, as well as the Oregon State Court. We will be dealing with the discovery, with expert witnesses, depositions will be necessary to be able to depose all of the officers involved. We have a great deal of evidence that we can request from the Astorita trial alone. We are really excited to be able to depose some of those officers because there was so much evidence that came through. Even though Astorita was found not guilty, he was guilty. You could see it. The jurors knew it. They just knew that they couldn't hold three officers accountable for it, even though all three officers were testifying the same way. They were just, it was the buddy system there. We have to go to court and hold these federal agents accountable for the lawless acts that they committed in this particular murder. They are complicit, along with the media, in this. It's not just Oregon State and Oregon State Police that are responsible for the death of my husband. It is not just those players that need to be held accountable. And so our family is still looking forward to having our day in court. It's really quite ironic to listen to the headlines coming out of Portland, Oregon. Oregon State Police, they were so hell-bent in killing, quote-unquote, domestic terrorists there at Malheur. And look what the OSP is allowing and letting happen in their state now, in Portland itself. Look at the angry anti-fascists that are running wild without anyone being held accountable for the destruction of personal property, of public property, of government property, of state property. They're holding no one accountable for any of those lawless acts. Yet the peaceful demonstrators at Malheur, 35 miles outside of any town whatsoever, were deemed domestic terrorists and warranted death without warrant, without due process, without a trial. And I am not going to settle for that. Our family is not going to settle for that. We need to hold these people accountable. We need to hold this state accountable. We need to hold the federal government accountable for what they did to Lavoie. And we've been in this fight for 4.5 years now. We've been fighting for the due process right for each and every American, because if we continue to allow this to happen to innocent Americans, they will continue to get away with it. They will continue to do it to you and to me, and it's just unacceptable. And so I thank you. I want to thank you so very much for all of you who continue to support our family in all the ways that you have, because there have been numerous different ways that you have continue to help us. I've had people donate items to our family to auction off. I have a whole bunch of items here at the house still that we need to have another auction in reference to that. I want to thank you for sending those things to me so that we can do that to raise the funds for this trial that will be coming up against Oregon State and Oregon State Police. Thank you very much. And thank you to all of those of you who continue to, go to my website and buy a book for the umpteenth time and to buy a t-shirt for the millionth time. Thank you so very much for continuing to care about our case and about our family and about seeing justice for not just Lavoie, but for you, the American people. Thank you. If you are interested in continuing to help our family, to help with this trial that will be coming up, you can visit the website. We have a PayPal legal fund account. It is there for you to access. You can make monthly donations, or you can just donate to the legal fund one time, or buy a t-shirt or Lavoie's book, or share Lavoie's book with someone else, because all of you who I'm speaking to, I know you've already bought his book, and you've already bought Tara's book, and you've bought the t-shirts, and you've helped us. You've built fence, you've helped me with my cows, you've helped me with so many things throughout the last 4.5 years, and I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for being the good people that you are and the ones that always come to the rescue of the downtrodden. And, we're watching so many things happen within our own little Patriot community. Sean and Sandy have needed so much help, and we have watched, this young little boy that was just murdered, and I've watched the outcry of love and support throughout the country go for his little family. And there is just so many things that we could be involved in, so many good things to do. And so I thank you that you have taken the time and your resources to continue to help us. The fight's not over. And our stand is not over. We have so much to do, as you know. And I pray that all of you are kept well during this COVID, that none of you are sick. And if you are, I pray for your healing. I pray that God will heal you and make you whole, and that you will be able to continue to stand in the things that you find necessary to stand in. I want to express my love and appreciation again. And I want to say God bless you and God bless America.
God bless you too, Jeanette Finnegan, wherever you are out there. You know how much JC and I love you, and we admire you and your family. And we're going to continue to stand by you just like we always have. Again, I will never forget my last moments with Robert Lavoie Finnegan standing in the firehouse at the refuge upon conclusion of the constitutional class that was inspired by him and Ryan Payne and taught by Ammon and Ryan Bundy. That was the last time I ever saw you alive again. And we miss you, brother. We really do. Folks, this is Revolution Radio. We are right now in 18th place here on Talk Stream Live, even ahead of my very favorite news channel, One American News. So that means you people are listening. You are taking Revolution Radio seriously. You're enjoying the content that both the moderators and the management and the broadcasters in Studio A and B are putting out. Continue to support us and let your family and friends know that we're out there. This is the Concord Show. This is Maggie Rose. And this is your show, folks. This is not my show. I had to correct someone the other day. No, this is your show. And we will be right back in just a couple minutes. We're going to go to a station break, and we will come back at the other side of the hour.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take
the future is uncertain. I know this. Death is inevitable. I know this. But one thing is certain. As free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion. And as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hand of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me,
give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given right, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. on Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
Looking good, looking good. Ah, yeah, I am looking good. Ah, hello, folks. Karl Marx here. I was just taking some selfies. I look particularly good today. The humidity is just right for my hair. One more. Okay, two more. Ah, wunderbar. Looking good, Karl.
Want to learn more about the Marxist agenda and other important stuff? Listen to The Ultimate Remedy with L.B. Bork, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on Revolution Radio.
Hello, all you good-looking people out there in Revolution Radio. This is Mario. I invite you to join me Thursdays at 6 o'clock for This, That, and the Other. It's a show about you, it's a show about me, but ultimately it's a show where we try to have a little bit of fun. We discuss important topics, we do our best to be apolitical. So I invite you, put on your favorite pair of comfy sweats, your smoking jacket, and grab a beverage of your choice, and join me Thursday evenings at 6 o'clock for This, That, and the Other on Revolution Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. We now return to the Concourse Show with your host, Maggie Rose, only at Revolution Radio.
Welcome back, folks, here at www.freedomslips.com. Revolution Radio is founded in 2011 by Nighthawk, known also as Mike Ringley. And next month will be the anniversary of his passing, the one-year anniversary of his passing. We are so grateful that you are tuning in here to Revolution Radio here on freedomslips.com as well as on TalkStream Live. Revolution Radio has two studios, Studio A and B, and we are purely listener-supported. We count on your generous donations to keep us up on the air. That helps to pay for any updates, equipment, or anything else that we need, including that of our advertising. We have many people that are paying $25 a month to advertise their company or their business online. That is very inexpensive as far as advertising goes. We are, again, purely listener-supported, and we are grateful to all the volunteer management team for all they are doing, and we are grateful also to TalkStream Live that we're able to have Studio A and B also broadcasting at www.talkstreamlive. We're talking about being prepared all the time, aren't we? And we're talking about what is happening regarding the New World Order. I wanted to play this for you. This is something that came out. It says that it's really getting serious. That means, folks, that we need to sit up and take note of what's happening in this country. We have right now the Antifa, which are really fascists themselves, and Black Lives Matter. Some of them are people that are peaceful, that have not tried to bring any physical harm. And we are aware of the fact that even though some of their group had become very violent and out of control, we also know that George Soros, the globalist, the New World Order, have been busing in people from other cities and other states to actually cause problems when the Antifa and the Black Lives Matter have been protesting. And these unnamed individuals are trying to cause anarchy to give the globalists and others an excuse to be able to come in with their UN troops. And at the same time, while they are trying to defund the police, so our cities are basically becoming cesspools, the governors and the mayors, the Democrat governors, the Democrat mayors, have been promised by the elitists in the New World Order that when they try to do a reset of our government, a reset of our finances, a reset of our food, and decide who's going to live and who's going to die? These Democrat governors and mayors have been promised that they are going to be able to be in the catbird seat. They are going to be able to be safe and protected because they went along with the program. Believe me, folks, they'll be the first ones taken out, if not by the patriots who deem them rightly so as being treasonous. Well, they might even be taken out by the globalists themselves. So this is getting really serious, folks. I wanted to play this for you.
The title of the video is "It's Getting Really Serious." It's by The Seeking Truth.
It's getting really serious, folks. It's getting really, really serious. The world is in a very desperate situation right now, ladies and gentlemen. Things are changing extremely rapidly. We knew it was coming. We've been known it was coming for quite a while. But they're really ramping things up, and it is so important that people pay attention to what is happening.
The evidence presented in this video appeared many years ago. We didn't heed it. We didn't even understand it. We now need to pay very close attention.
This whole thing has been going for 50 years. It's a plan that's been 50 years in the making. They've told us that in there. If you go to the World Economic Forum and you look at some of the videos that they have there in the World Economic Forum, they tell you this is a plan they've had in the making for 50 years.
Disclaimer, the views, information, or opinions expressed during this video are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of Be Inspired. Be Inspired is not responsible and does not verify for accuracy any of this information. The primary purpose of this channel is to educate and inform. This channel does not constitute medical or other professional advice. Neither does the Concord Show here on Revolution Radio by playing this video or even parts of it.
They live. Where it mentioned the date of 2025.
There was a movie released in 1988 called They Live. Quote, "Our projections show that by the year 2025, not only America, but the entire planet will be under the protection and the dominion of this very powerful alliance."
So when this plan comes to fruition. And then someone else actually also pointed out in the film Captain America, at the end of Captain America, when he runs out into Times Square, and what do you see in the signs? What's that doing there, folks? And what is that sign even supposed to be? I mean, what's it doing there on a billboard in Captain America?
So in the movie Captain America, when he runs out to Times Square, you see the back of his white T-shirt. To the left of him, there is an advertisement billboard showing the Corona drink. Okay? To the right of him, to the right of his right shoulder, up on a billboard, is a huge big picture of a virus. It looks like basically a picture of a scientific virus.
And then right below that, folks, there is the picture of a mask. What you need to do is you need to go to YouTube, and I want you to see it for yourself. It's under YouTube, and it's entitled, "It's Getting Really Serious." You need to watch this video as they're explaining what's happening right now in our country. Now, the other day, one of my listeners sent to me this video put out by Mike. And Mike is known as the Health Ranger. They have all kinds of topics on good eating, proper health, freedom of speech, how to properly prepare yourself for the coming days ahead, all kinds of topics. But he's known as the Health Ranger. And he has presented this video as a warning to people out there. And he also talks about where he has materials that you can get if you upload through his website to get more information to prepare you and your community for what we now believe is coming. There's a reason why the globalist agenda is doing what they're doing right now. They are desperate. They know that the sleeping giant has woken up. They know that we're onto them. And so now they're speeding up their timeline. No longer can they catch many of us asleep in order to meet their agendas. So now they are ramping up their timeline, and they're trying to bring their globalist agenda of depopulation by 90% into fruition. I want you to listen to this very carefully and take notes if you desire.
There will be a next society. There will be survivors after the collapse of this one. But this society that you know, it is just about over. You are out of time. Time's up.
Okay, here we go.
Society. There will be survivors after the collapse of this one, but this society that you know, it is just about over. You are out of time. Time's up. This is Mike Adams with an urgent warning that I'm calling Time's Up. I'm recording this on July 27th, 2020. And I'm going to warn you about what's about to happen with food, finance, and firearms. The three Fs. Food shortages are being deliberately engineered into the system to create mass famine and starvation, and more importantly, government dependence. The federal government, including the United States Senate, is right now conspiring to extend the payments to people to pay them to stay at home and not go to work at the food factories or distribution hubs or processing centers. This is all part of the engineering of mass starvation that's designed to drive people into FEMA camps where there will be mass executions. So food is being weaponized to control people, and if you don't have a backup food supply, you may not survive what's coming. Secondly, finance is being weaponized as well. It's already abundantly clear that a global collapse of fiat currencies, including the U.S. dollar, is being deliberately engineered in order to, number one, loot the dollar assets of everyone around the world who's holding dollars in your bank account, for example, and to force people into a global electronic currency, digital money system, that will be run by tyrannical authoritarians who will have total surveillance and total control over your personal purchases and money flow from that day forward. They cannot achieve that unless they collapse the current money system. And what you are seeing right now with Nancy Pelosi demanding, for example, the $3 trillion of new bailout money, which would involve mass money printing and even bailing out states and so on, this is all designed to be the last blowout of the dollar. The dollar will not survive this. And I've interviewed John Rubino of dollarcollapse.com. You can see that interview at brighttown.com. It's clear that the world fiat currencies are being deliberately destroyed, along with the imprisoning of the populations through COVID-19 lockdowns, along with what's coming next, which is forced vaccinations, which will be, of course, death injections for many people. This is part of the depopulation agenda. And the only defense against this is firearms. If you want to survive what's coming, the chaos, the riots, the lawlessness, and also the medical tyranny, where they will go door to door and they will force vaccine injections into you and your family at gunpoint. If you seek to survive any of this, you will need firearms to defend yourself. And you will need to coordinate communities that can defend themselves against the chaos and the rioters and the radical left-wing terrorists, but also the weaponized vaccine teams that are basically going door-to-door, first surveilling people with COVID-19 surveys and so-called contact tracing. They're building target lists of people to force vaccinate or to arrest or shoot on site. This is exactly what's coming across America. I've interviewed the undercover contact traced individual. from California as well. You can see that interview on Brighttown.com. Now, there's another element to this that I've been made aware of. Anyone who has received a $1,200 bonus, you know, the I guess it's the COVID-19 payout bonus. It was $1,200. I think it was paid out in April, and there's another payout coming. Well, it turns out that every recipient of that is also being added to a mandatory vaccine list. So if you're receiving government benefits, then they know you're alive and they know that you need to be vaccinated. This is one reason why you may not want to accept money from the government, because you're being put on a list. The orders that have come down from the globalists are that, and this is from their point of view, that all of the government authorities and medical authorities and food industry authorities and economic controllers and so on, that they have to shut down the world economies, imprison the people, starve them to death, round them up in some cases, execute them, and vaccinate them with kill switches, essentially vaccines that will be designed to cause mass death over the next 1 to 2 years, usually when people experience subsequent infections. And just as the abortion industry targets black communities in America, the vaccine industry will be targeting black Americans first, as has been admitted by Melinda Gates from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The depopulation efforts have long focused on Africa and black nations in Africa, such as Nigeria, and that twisted eugenics philosophy continues to be alive and well in the vaccine industry today, and that's why they're going to vaccinate black people first. This is not just Tuskegee. Remember, the Tuskegee medical experiments focused on, I don't know the exact number, it seems like it was a few hundred black Americans. This is going to target millions of black Americans as a genetic wipeout, a eugenics, a medical genocide program that will make the Holocaust of World War II look like nothing. If they can't get you with a vaccine, they're going to get you through starvation. The globalists have told the controllers, to continue that thought, that planet Earth cannot survive unless the population is reduced by 90%. So this is why you have mayors and governors who are siding with terrorists and pushing chaos and anarchy and continuing the lockdowns, because they want lawlessness, they want mass death, they want economic collapse, because, again, they've been told that they have to play a role in this and that they will be saved, that they'll have a secret vaccine that actually works, that they'll have payoffs and they'll be granted land and power and control if they go along with this agenda. And the agenda is a global depopulation agenda. 90% reduction of the global population is what's desired by the globalists. And that's almost 7 billion people, which is 1,000 times more dead than the Holocaust of World War II, by the way. So this is 1,000 Holocausts in terms of its scale. The first coronavirus was engineered in a lab. It was released on purpose, and it was designed not to cause the mass fatalities, because that's very difficult with a virus. It doesn't spread well if it's highly fatal. They needed a low fatality with high transmission, which is what they built. But that virus would establish the media narrative of lockdowns and forced vaccines and shutdowns or collapse of the food industry, which would lead to mass starvation. Now, if you're wondering why they choose mass starvation, look back at the Bill Gates-funded ScopeX project, which was designed to release particulate pollution into the stratosphere in order to dim the sun and to block sunlight reaching food crops on the planet, because, of course, sunlight is a necessary component of photosynthesis, which also needs carbon dioxide, by the way, which has been under attack by globalists as well for over 20 years. So you take sunlight, carbon dioxide, and water, and you get food crops. Well, sunlight is under attack. They want to dim it. They say the sun is bad. They say that they have to have global cooling. They want to block the sun. That's Bill Gates. And then they say carbon dioxide is bad and that they want to stop all carbon emissions because carbon dioxide is killing the planet. No, it's actually turning it green, by the way. Forests are loving it, and food crops love it. But then Bill Gates is now rolling out this vaccine well, not just him, but many others, are rolling out vaccines and pushing for a rapid extinction of the human population. So you see, the Scopex project, it turns out they decided it was going to take too long. That would take decades to block the sun. They have an urgency now to kill off humanity in just the next few years. And there are only a few ways they can achieve that. One is self-replicating biological weapons. Second is the economic collapse and global banking collapse, because once the financial system stopped functioning, then fuel cannot be produced, refineries can't function, farming equipment can't function, and you have a food collapse over the subsequent 6 to 18 months, for example. And the third way is taking down the power grid. And have no illusions, that's probably in the works as well. If they take down the power grid, then they thrust the United States, for example, back into more like a 19th century existence, where you can't support the current population numbers and you would have mass deaths in the cities. And note that it's Democrats who are abolishing police, defunding police, taking away the weapons of the police, and basically telling the citizens you're on your own. In the cities today, even in Seattle, they allowed a radical left-wing terrorist organization to seize and occupy six square city blocks of downtown Seattle. These are just test runs for what's coming, which is going to be much more devastating. So getting back to the three F's that I mentioned here, food, finance, and firearms. They're going to take away the food. Your defense against that is having storable food and, more importantly, self-reliance in food production. Home gardening, growing your own potatoes, growing your own vegetables, fruit orchards, nut orchards, backyard chickens, or, you know, cattle if you're a rancher, things like that. Secondly is finance. They're going to collapse the global banking system. And they're going to destroy the value of every dollar that you own, every bank account that you have, whether it's a checking, savings, corporate bank account, investments in money, whatever. The dollar will become virtually worthless overnight. And if you don't believe me, just do your research. You'll find out that the dollar has lost over 85% of its value against gold in just the last 20 years, since 1999. And the dollar's lost over 98% of its value since the Federal Reserve was created in 1913. So the dollar is headed towards zero, and as the Fed keeps printing trillions of dollars for more of these COVID-19 bailouts, the real value of the dollar will approach zero with escalating speed. It's headed for zero very quickly. So your finances are going to be wiped out. A massive stock market crash is coming at the end of this blowout. So right now, the only thing propping up the stock market is, of course, the money printing and the fact that you have a new generation of young people using the Robinhood app who think they're sudden geniuses who are all going to retire as millionaires, so they're funneling all their money into these risky leveraged trades. They're all going to get wiped out, by the way, and they're going to learn a very expensive lesson that investing is not something to be taken lightly. And then finally, firearms. Note that they did not have to rescind the Second Amendment to create scarcity in firearms. All they had to do was buy them all. So you've got the government and federal government and also agencies and also branches of the military. They're purchasing all the weapon systems that are available to the point where right now you can't find an AR-15 in 5.56. You might be able to find like a 9mm AR, which is basically a waste of time. If you're going to shoot 9mm rounds, just use a pistol. An AR is supposed to shoot 5.56 or larger, and right now you can't find any. They're gone. It's even gotten to the point where you can't find parts. In many cases, it's hard to buy an AR-15 upper, which is the barrel, the handguard, and the upper receiver with a bolt carrier group and a charging handle, typically. You can't even find those anywhere now because those are all sold out as well. Because, you know, people like to have spare parts and make their own firearms at home legally, you know, using the ghost gunner and things like that. So you can't even find the parts anymore. So this is basically a ban, an effective ban on firearms and ammunition as well through the scarcity. Right now, you can't find ammo anywhere except maybe at double or triple the normal price. So I did see some, I saw some 9mm rounds for like 50 cents each, which is insane for Full Metal Jacket. And I've seen some SIG handguns for sale online at double the normal price, or used handguns for the price of a new gun. The one loophole to this is I found that you can still purchase very expensive, larger caliber rifles, such as sniper rifles or bolt action hunting rifles, in calibers such as 300 Win Mag, for example, or, you know, 30-06 or 338 Lapua. Those are still available, but, you know, most people don't have $3,000 to $7,000 to spend on a rifle. And besides, those rifles are really heavy and hard for a lot of people to shoot accurately. And you need about a $3,000 optic in order to make that rifle effective. And, you know, 338 Lapua rounds can easily cost $3 to $6 each, by the way, per round. So it's not something that the average American can affordably get into. They've taken all the affordable firearms off the market by simply buying up everything. They've also bought up most of the night vision devices so that people can't defend themselves in their own homes. And as a result of this, I've decided to put together a free downloadable audiobook. It's coming out maybe in about a week by the time you see this. And it's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. 9 hours of audio, special reports, plus a downloadable PDF that is a full transcript with photographs and the printed URLs of all the things that I recommend. And I'm recommending where you can buy a bulletproof vest still for $99. I'm recommending where you can buy night vision, which red dot sights you'll need, where to get a chest rig, and which chest rig to use. How to actually find gun parts if they become available, which firearms I recommend. I go through 8 specific types of firearms, 4 pistols and 4 rifles that you should consider for your self-defense needs. If you can't defend yourself against the violence that's coming, make no mistake, the police are not going to help you one bit. Dial 911 and pray to God, because no one's coming for you. No one's coming to help you, I should say. There are violent leftists who are coming for you, probably to steal your stuff, loot your house, commit violence. But the police won't help you. The National Guard won't help you. The mayor, the governor won't help you. And by the way, all those Democrat mayors who are allowing this to happen, they're all treasonous criminals who should be arrested and charged with treason, as far as I'm concerned. But Trump's probably not going to take any action until after the election. So you got to survive all of this collapse that's happening. And to help you do that, I put together this 9-hour audiobook free of charge. You can get it by being a subscriber to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. So just go to naturalnews.com, top right-hand corner. You can click on the subscribe button there, enter your email address, confirm it, you'll be subscribed. And then we'll announce this to the email list, to all the subscribers. Here's the download links for the audio MP3 files. You don't pay anything. There's no digital rights management or anything. You download the audio files to an Android, an iPhone, a computer, and you can listen to the entire audiobook. I talk about bug-out relocation strategies, how to get out of the cities, what to look for in rural farmland, how to grow your own food, how to extend your food supplies, what you need in terms of first aid supplies, specific types of chemicals you need to purchase for first aid, and antiseptics. I talk about food production, seed saving, as well as communications, specific radio brands that you need for short-range local communications and defensive perimeters, things like that. I do talk about also motion sensing devices, and I make specific recommendations about all of that. It's filled with life-saving information, and I decided to put this out there because the people, see, 10% are going to live through this if the globalists get their way. That's 10%. Around the world. That's 750 million people who will still be alive, roughly, if the globalists achieve their goal. It's not that hard to be among the 10%. If you take basic precautions and have food supplies and have self-defensive capabilities and relocate to an area where you're not going to be overrun by zombie lunatics, you can survive this. But you need to know how, and you need to prepare now. It doesn't take that much, actually, to get prepared. But the time's up. You got to do it now. I mean, things could break down on any day. You could wake up tomorrow, and the internet's dead. You could wake up tomorrow, the power grid's down. And yet, we, people we will be able to help rebuild a new society if we can survive the collapse of this current one in which we live. And voices like ours will be crucial to the rebuilding of society, because we need to rebuild it on pillars of health freedom, freedom of speech, an honest money system, a gold-backed currency, no more Federal Reserve, no more corrupt U.S. Senate. In fact, most of the senators need to be tried for treason. Maybe that'll happen. We'll see. I'm not even sure how many senators are going to survive just the whole food collapse and the whole power grid and financial collapse situation. But you figure most senators have made plans to survive. You know, they've got a bunker in New Zealand or something. So many of them will still be around. But we've got to be able to rebuild a world based on principles of individual liberty as the current world collapses around us. So that's why our survival is so important, and that's why I'm contributing this audiobook, these downloads with the guide and everything, free of charge, to get it out as quickly as possible to as many people as possible, and giving you permission to copy those files on any thumb drive or SD card or whatever and give it to people. Post it on your website. Post it on a YouTube if you want. Post it on a BitTorrent website or you know, torrent sites. Share the files. This is all about helping humanity survive. You won't survive without food, finance, and firearms. And by the way, I haven't even mentioned this yet. I should have, but when it comes to finance, if you want to survive, it's gold and silver. And also, of course, land, similar assets that don't disappear. But fiat currency will vanish overnight. You'll be left penniless. You will need gold and silver and land and other forms of assets, which include, by the way, ammunition and firearms, medical supplies, you know, radios, gear that has value, even tractors on your land, diesel fuel, things that have barter value. You will need those things in order to rebuild society. The dollar will be worthless. The euro will be worthless. Chinese currency will collapse as well. Japanese currency will collapse. It's going to be a global ripple effect. And they're positioning humanity to be cold with the COVID-19 lockdowns, the deliberate release of biological weapons, and the coming vaccines, which are genocidal kill switches. Now, I'm not going to talk about who's really behind all of this. I've done other podcasts and videos about the anti-human agenda and some of the non-human influences behind all of this. But I will tell you that there are forces at work here that the globalists are answering to. And you could call those forces demonic or satanic or anti-human, anti-God, anti-Christian, whatever. But there are supernatural forces that are truly attempting to exterminate humankind. And right now, the blueprint is being followed meticulously. And the Democrat governors and mayors and lawmakers are going right along with it, because they are actually working for the same demonic masters, I guess you could say. You know, Satan, basically, is who they're answering to. And they hate humanity. Truthfully, because some of them are, let's say, less than human. So I'll talk about that later. But the bottom line right now is, if you want to survive, think about food, finance, and firearms. That means get food supplies, get gold and silver, get firearms, and be ready to defend yourself. Because number one, the FEMA teams are coming to kidnap you and to take you to FEMA camps to process you and execute many of you. The vaccine teams are coming to inject you at gunpoint and kill you over time with the toxic vaccine injections that they know aren't safe. And the central banks are going to have a planned global reset, a planned collapse, to confiscate essentially all the value of, quote, money from everybody, and then force you into a new globalist mark of the beast, a currency system. All of that is underway right now. You're seeing it happen. The riots are part of it. They're all being engineered. The coronavirus is part of it. The vaccines are part of it. The banking manipulations are part of it. The money printing, it's all part of this actual agenda, this massive globalist conspiracy to exterminate human beings. And any of you watching this who are so-called journalists, reporters for left-wing media, you know, like the Washington Post or BuzzFeed or whoever, by the way, you're going to end up being killed as well. So, you know, you can laugh all you want right now. You won't be laughing when they come to your door and they kidnap you, essentially, take you away to a FEMA camp and either force you to be injected or force you to be executed. You won't be laughing then. And you'll wonder why you didn't wake up sooner, because there is tyranny that has been unleashed across our world. It has an anti-human agenda, and yet it's all these leftists and Democrats who are in favor of it, who are actually pushing the agenda, even though they will be among those who are the first to be killed by the globalist agenda. I mean, it's amazing how naive people can be and unprepared they can be. Oh, and by the way, I was told, I guess a year ago or so, by a source that the globalists believe that they don't want humans around who are so stupid that they go along with everything anyway. It's kind of like this weird depopulation IQ test, that if they want humans, like the humans they want to be able to survive are humans who are capable of survival. In essence, the globalists have made a decision to get rid of what they call the useless eaters. And many people who work for left-wing media are, by the globalist definition, useless eaters. You don't have some special exemption. You don't have some special get-out-of-jail-free card. You're going to be culled and exterminated right along with everybody else, by the way. So 1 out of 10 will survive, roughly, you know, if the globalists get their way. I'll teach you how to be among those 1 out of 10 if you want to. I've heard from some people who, you know, user comments and so on, who say they don't even want to endure all this. They'd rather just commit suicide and be gone. I'm not making fun of that. That is always an option. Some people just want out, you know, out of the simulation, they say. Okay, I don't condone that, and that's not my plan. I'm here to survive and fight for human freedom. So I plan to endure it all. I plan to help awaken and enlighten as many others as possible. And I plan to reconvene a pro-human society once the downfall of this society is complete. So I hope to God that you are out there surviving, and maybe we'll meet on a radio channel, or maybe we'll meet in some future convention to have a new strengthened constitution of human rights that includes the Health Freedom Amendment, for example, that we have the right to say no to vaccines. In fact, we need to get rid of the whole structure of government right now. I mean, the way it even exists, it's so corrupt. The centralization of power, we can't recreate the same problems that have led to the downfall of this society. So we have to rethink everything. What is the structure of society? And I've been a big fan of decentralization of money, of political power, of speech, of you know, the internet platforms and so on. So that's why I built Brighteon.com as a decentralization platform, to allow a multitude of voices to be heard without censorship. So there will be a next society. There will be survivors after the collapse of this one. But this society that you know, it is just about over. You are out of time. Time's up. Get your stuff together now. Get relocated now. Get your food, your gold, your firearms, your ammunition. Get it now or die, basically. That's the message. I don't know how much time you have left. It's not much. If the power grid goes down, the internet goes offline, whatever, you're out of options. You're going to have to live with whatever you have already at that time. So get it now. And my free report, the Global Reset Survival Guide, downloadable ebook, we are rushing to get that out as soon as possible because time is of the essence here. But subscribe to the naturalnews.com email newsletter right now, today, get those download links free of charge and have full access to that audiobook. And by the way, don't subscribe with Gmail or Yahoo Mail, because those services tend to censor our email newsletters. We recommend protonmail.com as your number one choice. Just remember, the evil tech giants like Google and Yahoo and Microsoft and others and Hotmail and so on, they are trying to get you killed. They are trying to depopulate the planet. They are in league with the evil forces and the globalists and so on. So they don't want you to hear from us. So they'll sometimes censor our emails. But that's it. That's the bottom line. And by the way, you should be reading not only my websites, but you should be listening to Dave Hodges over at the Common Sense Show. You should read allnewspipeline.com. You should check the headlines at stevequayle.com. And a lot of independent alternative media websites like AmericanPartisan.org. We aggregate the headlines from most of the censored independent media on one website called censored.news. We run that site. We built it. Censored.news gives you everything from the Epoch Times to Breitbart, Zero Hedge, InfoWars. There's like 40 or so sites that you can read there. You know, End of the American Dream, shtfplan.com, Newsbusters, it just goes on and on. So check out censored.news. I make it my number one site every day. I read that. I just go to censored.news. I can read all the headlines from all those sites every day, Big League Politics, and much more. Check that out and subscribe at naturalnews.com to receive the free ebook. This is my message for humanity. You can tell I'm not pulling any punches, and I don't care about any criticism. Most of the critics are going to be dead within 18 months anyway, because they will laugh and not prepare, and they will starve to death or get executed or killed by the mob. I can't help those people. I can only help those who are willing to listen, and that's who I'm speaking out to right now. And also, finally, I'm doing this in the name of Jesus Christ, with the aid of God and the guardian angels who have kept me alive so far. I couldn't do this without God's protection. It would be impossible. That's the reason I'm here today. And I urge you, no matter what happens, you can always save your soul. Read the Bible. I'm not going to sit here and become a preacher about this, but read the Bible, folks, and pray to God, pray for forgiveness, and declare that you are a servant of God and Jesus Christ, and that love energy that is here to help save us, save our world, and save our souls from demonic destruction forces that are ruled by Satan. It's no joke. There is a cosmic war underway. You got to pick a side. I'm on the side of Jesus Christ and God. I tell you, some people are picking Satan. They will literally burn in hell for eternity. It's not a joke. It's the physics of the afterlife. It will seem like an eternity to them, and it will be unbearable. Pick a side, and I hope you pick the side of light and love and God. Thank you for watching. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger.
So, folks, it's very important, you know, whether you are part of an organized religion or you practice your own spiritual beliefs at home, that all of us here who have really been paying attention to what's been happening in the last, let's say, 20, 30 years, if we watch and see every year when the Bilderbergs get together for their private meetings, very high, high secret meetings that they have, where even the housekeepers and the waiters and busboys and busgirls are very, very strictly vetted. And they have to sign non-disclosure statements. And they know that if they violate that, something really bad can happen to them. They're wanting the money. They're wanting the contracts to bring in the food, the meals, to provide the hotels, the lodging for these elitists. The people that go to these meetings every year that are invited are CEOs of major corporations. They're heads of the Vatican. They're people that are high positions of government and leadership and news media like Knight Rider and others. Yes, this is Maggie talking. So they have already been promised that if they're part of this, they will be protected. They will be the ones in charge of helping the elitists, the global world, run what is left or who is left here on the planet of that 10%. Okay? What you don't understand is the fact that some of those people that are in very high positions that think they're going to be saved by going along with the program, they will probably be the first ones taken out, if not by the Patriots, who have found out that they are treasonous to the Constitution, to the American way of life, to humanity in general. But they will also possibly be taken out by the very globalists that have enlisted their help to make this come about. You know, there's so many things you see on TV where you see that a very corrupt individual, whether it's, you know, in the deep state, the mafia, drug cartel, they will hire someone to go and take out a target. Okay? So what they do is they hire someone to go find the target. And how they actually, in many cases, I've seen this happen, is they get a person and they hire this person who's an assassin. And they say, we want you to hire someone to take out the target. So the person that's been hired by the cartel or the mafia or the deep state or the globalist elite or a big banker, that person's been hired by them to go find somebody to actually do the hit. So man number A goes and finds man number B. Man number B is told he has to take out man number C. So man number B assassinates man number C. And number A comes along and takes out man number B. So therefore, there's no trail leading back to A. But in some cases we've seen in the movies where the global elitist will take out man number A as well. So they hire A to go find B. B is given the job to go take out and assassinate number C. Once C is eliminated, A's job is then to eliminate B. And unless number A or letter A is really, really good and they need him for a lot of other jobs, sometimes the global elitists will take out A as well. There is no one tracing it back to them. So if the Nancy Pelosi's and the Governor Newsom's and the Kate Browns and the Governor Cuomo, if they think that there's going to be definitely a place for them below Cheyenne Mountain or underneath the Denver International Airport where they have underground cities that have been built to house the rich, the elitist, the high-ranking government people, if they think there's going to be a bed down there with their name on it, they might be very sadly mistaken. I don't care how much these global elitists promise you the moon. Their whole purpose is to be able to have the resources for themselves and the generations that come after them. Their whole purpose is about global domination. They have so much money they could burn it and never run out, but they don't care. It's not even so much about the money anymore, folks. It's insanity. It's madness. It's all about control. It's almost like, you know, when I lived in Korea, they said that there were certain things that you could eat or drink that would actually make you horny or make you sexually feel more virile. And it's almost like, you know, what they call an aphrodisiac. And it's almost like money isn't enough for some of these globalists any longer. And it goes way beyond them. They get their so-called orgasms out of power and control. And some of them are actually practicing Satanists. They've been involved with these politicians. Some senators in Congress have actually been involved with child trafficking out of Nebraska, out of the Boys Town. You know, you've heard of Boys Town? For young boys that need a place to live and a chance to live. They have Boys Town and now they have a version called Girls Town. How many young people have come forward that have survived, that have not been suicided or killed or disappeared, have come forward and say they were used as child trafficking? They were taken to Washington, D.C., and they were used as sex toys by key politicians in both the Senate and the U.S. Congress. And not just men, women too. Hillary Clinton is known that she's been involved with some very, what we would call, you and I would call, satanic happenings. Folks, this is, you know, they made movies years ago and we thought these are really, you know, sci-fi, scientific, you know, sci-fi movies. These are things that would never happen. Just, and we would go on and on about the wonderful imaginations of the Hollywood producers. And those things have already come true. Look at all the horrific movies that have come out. You know, Night of the Dead and The Walking Dead and all these things they have been feeding our children to desensitize them. So if they see their neighbor being shot by somebody because they won't take the vaccination, are young people going to react by just being like dumbed down robots and they're going to go along with the program? How many of you study the history of what happened during and after World War II when our government actually went and brought back Nazi scientists? And these Nazi scientists had come up with something called fluoride. What is fluoride? It is something that's put in our toothpaste. In some states, it's in the drinking water, the city drinking water. Some places like Oregon won't allow fluoride to be put in the drinking water, but it's in your fluoride. I tell you to take that fluoride, any toothpaste that has fluoride in it, don't buy it. Go and get Tom's natural toothpaste that has fluoride free. Because what fluoride happens to you when you brush your teeth, sometimes you swallow a little bit of toothpaste. And over time, that fluoride actually has an ingredient that can actually go to your brain and kind of make you peaceful, apathetic, kind of docile. Fluoride in your toothpaste and drinking water makes you docile, makes you kind of just go along with the program. Well, here on the Concord Show, we try to educate you about things like this. Don't believe me. I want you to go see it for yourself. Go and research. If people would stop being keyboard warriors and turn off the TV, the boob tube as we called it years ago, and just do a little bit of research. Say, look at Maggie, I'm going to make a commitment to you. I'm going to put 2 hours aside out of my entire 7-day week. And I'm going to spend 2 hours a week researching different topics, whatever happens to interest me or pops up at the moment. Keep a notebook, write things down, ask yourself questions, look them up. And find what resonates with you. But the most important thing, as Mike Adams said today, is prepare, prepare, prepare. Never stop preparing. Food, firearms, financial. And there's another thing, folks, faith. That's the other F we need to put in there. Food, firearms, buying gold and silver in small denominations like quarters and dimes, you know, in dollars. But you also need faith. Here on Revolution Radio, we are trying to inspire. We are trying to motivate. We are trying to educate. In a few moments here, you're going to have Mona coming up in Studio B, Feral Hippie. And in Studio A, following right behind us, is going to be Suri Sunflower, also known as Willow Anderson. She comes out of the UK. She is broadcasting and also one of our volunteer, non-paid Revolution Radio manager staff. Folks, I appreciate you taking the time with me to spend 2 hours today. I sat here in my kitchen with my cup of chamomile tea here with lemon and honey. And I hope that I brought something new to the table today. I'm hoping that maybe next week or so we'll have Gary Hunt back with us again, Outpost of Freedom. I appreciate your loyalty here to Revolution Radio. Remember, we are purely listener supported. We appreciate your generous donations. If you want to hear this show again, hear the Concord Show being brought to you on the 17th of August here in Studio A, please go and pay your small amount of pennies to go into the archives, and you can listen to all of the broadcast hosts that you have missed during the time you were sleeping, the roundtables, or sometimes very late at night. And it helps to keep us also on the air. We here at Revolution Radio appreciate you. We honor you. And we thank you for your loyalty and your friendship. To you, I'm just a face out there. You don't know who I am. To you, I've never met most of you. But the fact is, we are a Revolution Radio family. And we appreciate each other. We need to take care of each other. We need to take care of our communities. Prepare, prepare, prepare. Never stop preparing. Stay awake. Stay vigilant. Do not think that this is not coming. We've been trying to warn people now for over 20 years. And people are laughing at us 25 years ago. They're not, some of them are not so much laughing anymore. We still have some people that have drank the Kool-Aid. They've been so dumbed down. They say, oh, our government would not let this happen. You know, it's not our government, folks. It's people within our government, people that we trusted, we voted to represent us. It's the new world order that are mostly made up of people from around the world, the rich elitists that think that you and I are the useless eaters and feeders. And they want to take us out. They want to reset the entire globe, the entire planet. Wipe the slate clean and only leave 10% of us to serve them. Well, I'll be you know what. We will not serve the new world order. We will go down standing for our rights and freedoms. God bless you all. Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio today. Thank you for being here on The Conquered Show. And I will be back Wednesday night on the 19th of August. 2 days from now in Studio B from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. in the morning, Eastern Standard Time, 7 to 9 Pacific. Take care, folks. God bless you and God bless America.
Listening to Revolution Radio.